Hey, Sparklers, it's me, Michelle Lewis, and thank you for tuning in to this special preseason episode of The Sparkle Hour. The story you're about to hear is sad but true. What the cluck?
Yeah. So, what's going on with you these days?
So, there's some crazy shit going down. So, you know, I am a chicken mom.
Yes.
I have been raising hens for probably about 7 or 8 years now.
Right.
And that was kind of how my midlife crisis played out. Some people buy a Corvette and date an 18-year-old. I raise chickens.
I'll keep that in mind.
I mean, I also am dating someone significantly younger, and he's amazing, and I love right. him, but he's not
chickens
just my...
Chickens came first.
Chickens came first.
Right.
Not the trophy babe. Just kidding. You're not a trophy babe.
Tips on how to get through a midlife crisis.
Dear Lord. That's this one. Anyway, okay, so I digress. So I have these wonderful hens right now, and my current flock, or my most recent flock, I'm still going to call them current. Current as of this month, was four very sweet hens, three sisters named Biscuit, Buffy, and Veronica, and one adopted hen, Ethel. I'm pretty sure I mentioned them on a previous episode.
Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I sadly lost one of my little sister hens to a hawk, and that was awful and incredibly traumatic to see. Yeah, that sucked. That sucked really bad.
Oh, it was your face. I felt so bad.
I was miserable. I was just broken. So the rest of the girls, having witnessed this and having experienced their own trauma, were a little freaked out, and I get that. So I spent extra time, like, loving on them and making sure that they knew they were safe. And loved and cared for. And, you know, it took them a little while to calm down, but they were fine. But my one rebel hen, Buffy, and she's amazing. She has this spirit that I just can't not love, because she's the smartest hen I've ever, like, raised. She figures shit out. Like, she does not like to stay in her pen when there are plenty of good bugs out in the middle of the yard. Mm-hmm. So she figured out how to hop up on top of their little house, then from there hop up onto the fence, which is pretty high at this point. You know, it's like she's like scaling 12 feet at this point,
right?
Which is not something chickens do.
They've got wings. They don't fly.
Not really. Like, they only fly when they're in distress. Like, get me the fuck out of here. Cluck, 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 you know? So from there, she then hops up into a tree that I have, and it's like a really high branch, and she scoots down the branch, because I've watched her do this. So I'm like fascinated that she's figured all this shit out. She scoots down the branch, and then she flutters down into the yard, and then just goes on her merry way, picking at bugs and, you know, eating the fresh grass and whatever. And she comes over to my window and clucks at me, and then she'll, like, go yell on the back porch, I laid an egg, I laid an egg, you know. Amazing. So one time before, Buffy went on an adventure, and she decided she was the bugs in the backyard weren't good enough for her, so she hopped the fence to the front yard while I was away at work. And she scooted down, like, she was just pecking all the bugs in the front yards of all my neighbors. I just lived, like, on a cul-de-sac kind of thing, right? So she ended up, like, three houses down, kicking it on their porch, just happy as she could be. And one of my neighbors came knocking on my door, like, are you missing a chicken? And I was like, yes. Like, I had been freaking out. I thought, you know, someone had got to her. You know, there wasn't evidence of foul play.
Right.
See what I did there?
I see.
But I was like, well, where the hell could my chicken be? And I had gone walking around looking and whatever. No, I wasn't able to find her. So neighbor finds her. I go back, meet a new neighbor, like, hey, thanks for housing my chicken. She's a little insane. Don't worry about it. And I carried her back home, and she's just clucking away, bop, 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 you know, like, no big deal. And it's like, right. Buffy, we can't do these things. There are cats out here and other predators. It is not safe to go exploring. Buffy has wanderlust. So last week, Buffy got her little wanderlust again, and she hopped the fence again. Mm. This time, Buffy was found at a bus stop around the corner. I cannot make this shit up.
Oh my God.
She was found at a fucking bus stop. I'm like, what in the world? So it was posted on a couple different like Facebook community groups that we found a white chicken. Well, first they thought she was a rooster, and y'all, come on.
City folk.
So they found Buffy at a bus stop.
She's begging for tokens.
Oh Lord. And then so apparently Buffy was not ready to be caught and brought back home, so the damn bird crossed 4 lanes of traffic, hopped into someone else's backyard who owns a Rottweiler. The dog is barking its damn head off, and Buffy is not even fazed. She's right. Just like, what's up? So she hops out of that backyard to another neighbor's backyard. Christ. They capture her, you know, get her into a box with some lettuce and get her to calm down. Then apparently some sort of family situation happened at that house. Meanwhile, all this is going on over like 2 or 3 days. And I'm like desperately trying to find her. Like, I'm following every message that people are sending me. Oh, we saw that your chicken was here. We heard that this person has a chicken. Oh, such God. And such person posted that, you know, this chicken is at their backyard. Is this your bird? It's just like, Christ, I cannot believe this is literally happening to me right now. So and then the person who originally posted this, like, goes MIA. Like, they're not answering any of my messages. They're not responding to my, hi, yeah, that's my bird, you know. Yeah. Can I come get her? What's your address? I'll come get her, bring her home. So, like, for 3 or 4 days now, nobody has responded. But all the community folk are stepping up to, you know, support me, which is wonderful and beautiful. Like, we'll help you get your bird back. You know, we saw that she was here, la, la, la. So I'm going on this wild goose chase starring my damn chicken. And she's not there. She's not at that house. They had, like I said, there was some sort of family emergency, which is why he wasn't responding. Mm-hmm. So his wife then decided, no, I don't want to keep this hen here, who apparently doesn't look at Facebook, has right. no idea that, you know, all these people are saying, yeah, we found the owner and she would like to get her back. So she passes the bird down to a neighbor 3 or 4 houses down that she barely even knows, right? I have no idea why she did this. She did not explain to me why she did this. So, okay, crazy people. So, oh my God. Yeah, no, it gets better. It does. So I go over to the lady's house. I get the story, and she says, "Oh, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't want to be involved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But here's the house that has her." I was like, "All right, great, thanks." Meanwhile, while this is happening, one person on the Facebook group posts a message saying, "I think I have your bird. Here's my number. I'll private message you. Mm-hmm. Can you call me?" I'm like, yes, of course. So I do. I call her. I leave messages for her. I'm sending texts. I'm doing instant messenger, which is how she reached out to me. And this person is not like giving me like clear information.
Right.
You know, and she's saying, well, I really like your bird. I want to buy the bird. Like, no, you can't buy the bird. That's mine.
Right.
Get your own damn bird.
But they actually have catalogs for that here.
Yeah, right? You can go and get your own bird. This one is mine. And I've raised her, and I would like her back, please. And so I'm being as patient and loving and kind and gracious and understanding as I can possibly be. And she's still not telling me anything. And then she goes dark. I was like, what is going on. So like, I'm Nancy Drewing the shit out of this, right? Like, I'm following, I am following every possible lead, you know, and tracing these damn chicken steps. Finally find that the person who claims to have her is now in the hospital. What? Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she's like 40, 50 miles away from my house because the person who had the bird, who gave her to the person three houses down, didn't keep her and gave her to this other person who messaged me. So now my fucking bird has been like at six different houses, and now she is out so many miles away from me in some like rural community, whatever. And the lady still won't give me the address to give this me my damn, it's crazy.
That is crazy. Are chickens that hard to come by that you have to abduct a chicken?
Thank you. No, they are not that hard. And apparently, like, this is a big deal because a chicken, even though she's my pet, is considered livestock. And so livestock theft holds a higher penalty than, you know, like a domestic animal, whatever. And I'm just like, I'm trying so hard not to get the police involved in this. I'd like this to be solved amicably because I think we're all adults here, and you have my property, and I would like my property returned.
You have my. Are they asking for money? Like, are they holding a ransom?
I, you know what? I'm scared that that's the next step, to be honest with you. It's so goddamn bizarre. It's so bizarre. And so then I did, like, I kept sending messages like, look, like, I just want my bird back. Please send me the address. I will come get her. You know, and then I was like, I'm giving you until noon to make this right, or I'm going to have to go to the police. And that like was not what the person wanted to hear. So like, well, I don't need someone going crazy on me and threatening the police. Like, well, then don't act like a fucking crazy person.
Yeah, just give me my chicken. She's my child.
She's my baby. Give me back my little girl. It's so crazy. Like, I can't. And then I come home this morning. The crows are freaking out outside. Like, as soon as I pull up, rah, 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 I'm like, all right, well, that's just weird. You know, I'm not Snow White. I don't talk to the animals as much as I would like to, but they're giving me some sort of like message. Right. So I go out in the backyard. They're like over by where the chickens live. And then keep flying and cawing. And I'm like, all right, just get out of here. My last white chicken is gone. She's missing. She's gone.
What? This is insane.
And she laid an egg this morning. It was fresh and still warm. And the bird is gone.
This is nuts.
It's disturbing, right?
It's very disturbing.
It's very disturbing. I still have Ethel. She's still here. She was like hiding in the corner of the nest, like, oh.
Does it feel like someone came in and got her?
I don't know.
It doesn't. Okay.
Oh. I'm like, did she like hop the fence to go look for her sister or what? Like, it's, I have no words for how fucking bizarre this is.
This is weird.
Right?
This is so weird. We've been watching, this is so dumb to say this, but I will. We've been watching this show, The Leftovers. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've only seen previews for it. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my God. Well, like, we've avoided it forever, but it's on season three. And finally, we've been binge watching it. And it is so messed up. It is
so messed up.
But we can't stop now. So I'm like, it's almost like the chicken's like departed. You know,
where
it's
a
like,
rapture.
The rapture. So weird.
There are some white feathers.
But that's not unusual to have feathers though, right?
Right.
You don't know.
That's not unusual.
So then you like play out all the scenarios like, okay, well, what could have taken her with that wall? What are all the scenarios that,
it's awful. It's absolutely awful.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I don't know what to do. I mean, I feel like I have to go to the authorities at this point. It's so bizarre. And when I, last night when I finally got, or yesterday afternoon when I finally got addresses from people who across the street who had, you know, each had held her, I went physically to their homes because I'd done this first, you know, and like knocking doors and asking and, you know, nobody knows, nobody knows. So I got to speak face to face with the people because I'm like, all right, Sunday evening, I know people are home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nancy Drew. Right. So I spoke to them. Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm the lady who lost the chicken. Can you please tell me if you still have her? And if not, where she is? Mm-hmm. And that is that's disarming to people. You know, they're not expecting you to come to their door. And I'm stunned. Like, I'm stunned that they would move her from place to place without putting signs, without checking all the places. And like the first person who moved her, she knew that her husband had posted finding this chicken in this forum. Why in God's name would you not go back to that and look for follow-up? Look to see if someone had responded, because it's all there. Like, I have.
There's only two answers. Either they're really, really stupid or they don't care, which is unsettling.
It's unsettling. Why the second person chose to not look for an owner and then give to her friend who doesn't even live in the area, and she says she doesn't know her address? What?
Bullshit. I don't know. Maybe they just thought out, oh, yeah, we'll send the chicken out to a farm.
She's like, well, she's a really good person. I know she's a, you know, an animal lover, and I'm sure she just got attached to her really quickly. I'm like, I don't care. Like, that's nice that she's an animal lover. So am I. That's why I have her. Give me back my bird. She actually has her own hashtags now.
Ooh, Buffy.
Yes.
Of course she does.
Of course she does. Where is Buffy?
Badass Buffy.
Justice for Buffy.
So then Ethel's the only one left?
Ethel's the only one left.
Oh, poor Ethel.
I know. Like, I would be terrified if I was Ethel.
My God. This is insanity.
It is. It's absolutely insane.
This is the stuff that freaks me out about wildlife. Like, this is why my cats, I have cats and they're indoor because I can't handle it. I can't. Like, even we have a bird's nest in our front porch right now, and I'm so freaked out about it because I do not want to be involved with whatever babies happen, whether they fly, whether they fall. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. So it freaks me out, and I'm sorry. So bad for you. I feel so bad. I have girlfriends who have chickens too, and this is like a constant battle of, are they okay?
Like, you have to watch for predators for sure. Yeah. And I've done everything that I can to predator proof. I obviously need to put some kind of lid on the pen since she's figured out how to hop so high and far and wide.
You're a good chicken mama.
I'm a good chicken mama. I mean, I honestly thought that after that last adventure where she couldn't find her way back, that she would never try that again, you know, but apparently Wanderlust did get to her.
The lure of the open road was too much for her.
Why was she at a bus stop? Where are you trying to go, Buffy?
I mean, well, have you seen those stories, like where the dog rides the subway, you know, and the cat that, you know, goes down the road and hangs out with the kids in the middle school all day. I mean, maybe she had a different story for herself.
It's so bizarre.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll be waiting with bated breath to find out what happened to Buffy. And you're not going to be around before too long too. So this must be really stressing you out.
It's incredibly stressful. Like, I want this resolved. Plans.
Yeah.
I'm leaving in 4 days. 4 days from now. What am I supposed to do? Cancel my trip?
No.
I don't know what to do.
When you're gone, who watches your chickens?
My son. What,
your son does. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how that worked.
Yeah. It's either my son or I have a couple of good friends who will come and either house sit or just pet sit. Mm-hmm. Make sure all the babies are loved and not knowing or not feeling like they're completely abandoned.
Yeah. Like the podcat and the koi.
Podcat and the koi.
Well, I wish you luck in finding Buffy, and I feel so bad.
Thank you.
Bring back Buffy, people.
Bring back Buffy. Cool. It's not okay.
This is not, it's not okay. And I mean, it sounds like that you've done everything to be kind and understanding and communicate as best as you can and give people the benefit of the doubt. I mean, it's, it sounds like you've done everything that you could to not react or try or, you know, trigger people into drama, but it's not, doesn't seem to be working.
Mm-mm. And like when I felt pushed as far as I could, like, look, this is not okay. You have my chicken. You need to give her back. I'm giving you until X, or I will have to go to the authorities.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm trying to think,
that was 3 days of grace, y'all.
Yeah, that was 3 days of grace. Like, what else could you possibly do? I mean, I can't think of anything else that you could do other than get at the authorities at this point.
Yeah. And, you know, the folks in the Facebook group, most of them have been very helpful and compassionate, but you know, others are more quick to judge, mm-hmm. which is fine. Like, that's probably what their history has been. I don't want to be there. You know, I don't want to be instantly cynical, and I don't want to be instantly thinking the worst possible thing of a person. Like, I want them to rise.
Right.
I want them to rise to the occasion. Like, whatever their history has been, I want you to rise, mm-hmm. as well as I don't want to sink.
Exactly. So you're trying to model how you rise, but at the same time,
yeah,
not trying to.
Yeah.
Not trying to sink you either.
Yeah. Mm. It's the hard.
Yeah. I don't know how else to help. I wish I had some good advice. Or anyone, a pet psychic out there that can tell us where Buffy is.
Where the hell is Buffy?
Well, we kind of do know where she is. It's just the, it's the human being that's being an asshole, right?
Yeah. Like, for, if I can pull up the demographic or the geographic, whatever, some graphic. Trying to get graphic in here. So I live in Lakewood. My hen has been relocated without my blessing to Valencia. So the distance between those two, come on, web surf. So insane. It's quite a ways.
Like, I'm trying to imagine the scenario of, hey, I have a chicken, come get it. Like, did she take it to that person's house? Did that person come get her? Like, it's, you know, 40-minute drive in the car with a chicken. I'm trying to imagine what all this is like. Like, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not just handing a chicken next door and saying, hey, you have a better yard than I do.
Right.
This is intentional removal and, like, county line, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of chicken removal.
Yeah. It's nuts. Oops, sorry, I put it in the wrong place. Valencia, not Visalia.
I wonder, this must happen a lot. I wonder how other people have handled this.
The, yeah. It's like so far away. It's over an hour drive without traffic, mm-hmm. between places. Fucking bananas. Who the hell does this? Let's see, 44 and a half miles away is where my hen is currently.
Well, I guess she got her wish. She got a change of scenery, that's for sure.
Buffy.
When you get her back, you're going to have to give her a good call, a good talking to.
For sure, and maybe like a GPS chip.
Get a book. Can I put a GoPro on her?
Lojack. Oh, Lojack for my hen.
Ugh.
Right? I know.
Poor thing in your poor hands.
Yeah. So that's what's happening.
I wondered. I could see glimpses of conversations on Facebook because you know how, mm-hmm. You know, if you're friends with someone, you can see what they're posting on. If you pay attention, I usually don't have time. But if it's you, I usually pay attention on the stalker bar. Because they brought the stalker bar back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? What chicken? I'm like, wait, what? Why? You know, and I saw you just say, I just want my chicken back. I was like, oh my God, what's going on?
I just want my chicken back.
Someone please talk to me. I was like, oh my God, what is going on here?
It's crazy. So I definitely had to get away yesterday and go be joyful for a few hours. That was fun.
Yeah, I saw that. Do you know that your son sounds like Seth MacFarlane?
Does he?
Oh my God, yes. Because when your Facebook Live popped up and he was speaking, I was like, why is Michelle with Seth MacFarlane, because I didn't see
That'd
who
be
you
cool.
were with. And I saw how you were dressed. Thank God for not being a wench this time. No more wenching.
No more wenching.
No more wenching at the Renaissance Fair. You're look like a fairy princess.
Fairy fucking princess.
Yes, absolutely. And he talked again. I was like, oh my God, he sounds just like Seth MacFarlane. This is so weird.
He has a really great voice. I think
he has a radio voice.
He does. I think he should do voiceover. I think he should do narration. Yeah. He should be a narrator.
Oh my God. He should do voiceovers. He should read audible books. Like,
yeah, he's amazing. He's such a good voice. And like, he can manipulate it too to make it like even deeper. But like, just his normal speaking voice, it's so good. Like, where'd you get that? That's cool.
Lewis men have low voices.
They do.
Yeah, they have those bass voices. But yeah, no, like, he totally should. He should do some voiceovers. He should be a cartoon character or something. I don't know, because his voice is amazing. It is. He definitely has a radio voice.
For sure.
New career for Joe.
Yeah, put it out there. Anybody listening who happens to be an agent for voiceover,
yeah,
hit us up.
He's amazing.
He's good.
Well, thank you for sharing your drama and trauma with me.
Thank you for listening.
And how you've been trying to handle it with some adult, you know, being a damn ass adult around people who are complete idiots.
It's frustrating. Trust me. Like, I'm using every available source that I have and every inch of patience in my being to hope that this ends up amicably.
Yes, I will set that intention and send you and Buffy good energy, and hopefully we'll find out where your other girl is, too.
Yeah.
Oh, life.
Life. So maybe that led to a little distraction with recording sessions today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
I love you. You're the best.
I love you too. And I love that we can talk about anything.
Anything. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say now.
I know. It's super awkward. And like, I mean, maybe that's just it. Like, people can be allowed to have their awkward space when things are not rosy and sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is how we sparkle some shit out today.
Yeah, we sparkle some shit out by being real.
By being real.
Having the emotions.
They're okay to feel.
Yep. Trying to rise above when you can,
mm-hmm.
but throwing down when you have to.
For sure.
Yeah, that's how you sparkle that shit out.
Do no harm, but take no shit.
Absolutely. Do no harm, but take no shit. And there you go. Mic drop.
Mic drop. All right, y'all. We'll catch you next time.
All right. If anybody sees Buffy, let us know.
She's beautiful. She's a little white leghorn with a couple of black spots on her back.
Aw.
She's sweet.
Yes. Share your chicken stories, too. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah. Tell us. We love you guys.
We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sparkle Hour. To learn more about any of the topics we've discussed today, please visit our website at thesparklehour.com. This is Nicole Lewis-Gieber. We'll see you on the next show. And remember, when in doubt, sparkle that shit out.